AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. The U.S. Embassy says several Americans have gone missing in Iraq. That confirmation comes after local media reported three Americans had been kidnapped in Baghdad. There are no immediate claims of responsibility. Kidnappings in Iraq have been carried out by the Islamic State group and Shiite militias, as well as criminal gangs demanding ransom payments. The wife of one of the four Americans freed by Iran as part of a prisoner exchange says she and her two children are excited about seeing him for the first time since 2012.
Nagme Abedini says her husband, Pastor Saeed Abedini, was tortured but never lost his faith. She says she's proud of him, but after more than 3 years apart,
there's probably need for counseling and so on. So I think that's the next stage of rebuilding our family.
Abedini was a tireless advocate for her husband's release until recently, when she told supporters he'd been abusive and that she was stepping out of the public eye for prayer, fasting, and time with her children. She says the entire ordeal taught her,
no matter the circumstance you're in, and you can be okay if you trust God.
I'm Steve Coleman.
In Sunday night's Democratic presidential debate in Charleston, the candidates talked about problems in the Middle East. Senator Bernie Sanders was asked if Hillary Clinton and President Obama are to blame for creating a vacuum in Iraq that spawned the Islamic State. Sanders said no, it was the Bush administration.
What happened there is, yeah, it's easy to get rid of a two-bit dictator like Saddam Hussein, but there wasn't the kind of thought as to what happens the day after you get him and what kind of political vacuum occurs and who rises up.
Clinton also blamed the turmoil in Syria.
It is amplified by Assad, who has waged one of the bloodiest, most terrible attacks on his own people, 250,000 plus dead, millions fleeing.
Sound courtesy NBC News. This is AP Radio News. The search for a ski instructor who went missing at a Northern California ski resort has been suspended until morning, following a day hampered by bad weather near Northern California. Chicago officials are asking residents to check on their neighbors because it's so cold there. An Arctic air mass moved across the upper Midwest on Sunday. The National Weather Service warns that wind chill numbers could drop to near 30 below zero overnight. Scholastica is pulling a new picture book about George Washington and his slaves over objections it sentimentalizes a brutal part of American history. More from the AP's Carlotta Bradley.
The trade publication School Library Journal had called the book a birthday cake for George Washington, highly problematic, and recommended against its purchase. Another trade journal, Kirkus Reviews, had labeled the book an incomplete, even dishonest treatment of slavery.
A deal's been reached to save New York Central Park's horse-drawn carriages from a threatened ban. It would cut the number of licensed horses in half. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.